Welcome, Brunswick, and welcome, Heidi Anderson. My name's Mike Anacarico, and I teach here at the University of New Hampshire, and we'll be hopefully giving you a few helpful comments today. Just getting started here. Good introduction. Rhythm section, good support to the trumpets there. Trumpets, good sound for the section. Saxophones, there's plenty of you there. Don't be afraid to play out a little bit more, playing the tune. Good articulation, brass. It could be even a little sharper, but generally you guys are playing together, playing well there. This is Gideon on trumpet. And this is Nathan on alto. On vibes. Rhythm section, you want to be a little softer during the vibe solo. Vibes are always pretty hard to hear, so Oscar on trombone. Same thing, rhythm section, you're drowning out the trombone soloist a little bit. So remember, on the solo sections, you want to pull back a little bit. You can play plenty loud when the whole ensemble is playing, but pull back a little bit. Make sure you listen to the soloist. And this is Quinn on trumpet. Nice sound. Luke on alto. Good articulation, brass. Good job. It's nice that you have so many soloists in there. That's wonderful that you're giving so many players the opportunity to solo. That's great. Rhythm section a little bit softer here so we can hear the sax players here. Sax section, you could be a little bit louder possibly, but mostly we want the rhythm section to back off a little bit here. Nice opener, guys. That's great. And nice to have so many people soloing. That's great. Very good. good sound, brass and saxes. Just don't rush. This is really hard to do at a tempo like this. You got to be careful not to push. It's got to sound relaxed. There you go, right there. Don't rush that. Take your time. Same thing there. Don't rush on those offbeat notes. You're going to want to push those and just relax into them. This second tune.
They started.
Yeah, they did. Probably should have told them not to, I guess. This is Luke on alto. Sax section, you could be just a little bit softer behind the soloist here. Drummer in this section in particular, maybe in the whole tune, but in this section in particular, you might want to consider using brushes here, just because it's not quite as heavy a sound. All right, Luke. Sax is nice section sound here. Very, very nice. Brass, good sound there as well. Nice blend and nice balance. Got a good ensemble sound here. Just don't rush, that's all. That's the only thing I'll say to you on this. Otherwise, it's gorgeous. You guys are really playing this nicely. Ensemble sound there, guys. Really nice. Good job. Good. Sax is good sound. Good section sound. Nice. Good harmony. Nice blend. Nice balance. Very nice sound. Good ensemble sound here. Rhythm section doing a good job of supporting the saxes here, not too loud, just providing that support. It's great. Nice job, saxes. You sound really great as a section. You're doing a nice job on this. Trombones, not too much. Be careful. There's a lot of you there, so you really got to make sure you're not too loud. Same thing, trumpets. When you do your articulations, there's a lot of you there. 2, 4, 6, I think 8 of you. So. Remember, normally in a band like this, there would be 4 players. So you sometimes have to adjust your volume accordingly in situations like that. Hannah on piano. And this is Riley on alto. This is Cal on tenor. Oscar on trombone. Nice job, Oscar. That's good. Good ensemble sound on the last A section of the piece. That's good. It's very nice. Good. Good job, guys. Good. Nice feel. Okay. All right, well, thanks very much. Very nice to hear you guys play. And really nice to see so many people playing, too. So, anyway, thank you for playing. I'll be down to do a clinic with you in a few minutes. So, take care. See you soon.
Enjoy your time here at Clark Terry Jazz Festival.